That clean your fuel system, lubricity to reduce wear on those diesel fuel components, anti-gels to keep you running through cold winter days, and LubriGuard that protects your fuel system in those warm summer months. Call Precision Diesel at 712-623-9233. Diesel, it's what we do.
Good morning, Sunshine Country, and we're going to have the opportunity to visit with Montgomery County Extension, the Executive Director, County Director, Sadie Lindgren. Sadie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you. What's the most exciting thing you have going on today?
Today?
Yeah.
Well, I get to go home and play outside finally with my little one.
Yes.
That's what we're excited about.
Very cool. What's your weekend hold?
Not a whole lot. Enjoy the nice weather, hopefully. Hopefully we can avoid those storms.
I hope. Tomorrow's going to be pretty nice, though.
Yes.
It'll be okay. You brought your interns.
I did. I have Chloe Bruce and Ella Johnson here with me today.
Chloe, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let me turn your mic up a little bit.
So how are things going, Chloe?
Pretty good. Exciting things happening.
What are you doing this summer?
Working at the extension office, working with kids around the community, and looking forward to fair also.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Do you kind of miss that a little bit?
I do.
Yeah. You did it a lot. Do you still show?
Yep, I got a show this weekend.
Do you really?
Yep.
Okay. Well, there you go. So some things just continue on, I guess. Okay, and we also have with us Ella Johnson. Ella, how are you?
Good. How are you?
How's your summer going?
Pretty good.
What are you up to this summer? Hanging out with Chloe and Sadie?
Yep, hanging out in the extension office, doing programs.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Do you miss fair and all that?
Yeah, I'm in a different boat than Chloe. I guess I'm just a year out, so hasn't hit yet. I haven't had my first year out yet, but it's my sister's still showing, so I get to like help her a little bit with that stuff.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, what do you guys do day to day? Pretend like Sadie's not there. So what's a day to day? What do you typically do, Chloe?
So there's a lot of county fair prep, just things like inviting people to the fair, organizing our shows and stuff like that. Also working on the day camps. Me and Ella have been working on organizing those and things out in the community like that, and a little bit of everything.
Okay. So you're in year three. Is this your third year? You'll be going into your third year of college. Is that right?
Yes. So my last year though.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Not sure.
Okay. Do you have plans? Like, what do you like? What you're thinking?
I hope to be around this area.
Yeah. Okay.
Something in ag. I'm not really sure.
Ella.
Yes.
You just wrapped up year one.
Yes, I just
Kansas K-State.
Yes, I just finished my first year at Kansas State, and it was a lot of fun. It was a good time. So, yeah, I'm.
Don't tell how much fun it was. Some of those things you want to keep to yourself. Yeah. So,
right.
So tell me about your first year.
Yes, so I am majoring in ag education with a minor in animal science, so that was a lot of fun. I was in the Ag Communicators of Tomorrow Club, so I got to go down to College Station earlier this year and do conferences and all sorts of stuff.
Didn't you do some podcasts or something?
Yes, I worked at the Beef Cattle Institute at K-State with the veterinary science program, and so I worked with their podcast, Cattle Chat and Bovine Science, and I helped edit and produce it, and it was a lot of fun. Got to learn a lot from the vets, and it was a good time.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Talented young ladies, Sadie.
Yes,
100%. So we absolutely talented young ladies. I think I have – let me see your microphone, Sadie. I want to make sure that I have that taken care of here. So let's – okay. We're going to keep talking, okay? I want to work on this while we visit here if we can. So maybe we'll have to have you guys share while we visit here. So – talented young ladies, right, Sally?
That is correct, yes.
All right. So this is going to be a feat. You guys just take it amongst yourself. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. And so maybe Melanie can grab me some other batteries in there. That just went dead. I apologize about that. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on, okay? So what do we need to be thinking about from your perspective, Sadie, before we get to Ella and Chloe here?
Yes. So June is a month full of summer day camps and pop-up events featuring our youth.
Uh-huh.
So we have a couple openings on a few day camps that we still have to offer this summer. We've already completed two summer day camps. Both were full and a ton of fun.
Yeah.
However, we have two more coming up, or three more, that have openings. Our first one is going to be next Thursday on June 11th. It is all about the science of barbecue and beef. And we are going to be learning about beef science and then crafting our own burger.
What's the age on that?
That is for all youth 6th through 8th grade.
That's That's really cool. I'm sorry. That sounds like fun, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. They're going to learn about meat science, and then they're going to create their own spice blend for their burgers.
Very
we're
cool.
We're going to learn about spices, and then we're going to fire up the grills and make some burgers.
And you have spaces open for this?
Yes, we do. Yep.
How do people sign up?
Yes, the registration link is on our website as well as our Facebook page, Montgomery County Extension.
Okay.
Or you can call the Montgomery County Extension office at 712-623-2592.
Okay, Sadie, I'm going to give that back to you. We'll have Ella take that one, and now we're going to be set. Thank you.
All right,
sorry.
Perfect.
That was like a well, it wasn't seamless. Everybody knows it. But anyway, there we go. We handled it. Okay, so next we have on the list is what, Sadie?
So the next summer day camp we have an opening for, Ella and Chloe are going to take the lead on this one. It is called Agriculture Every Day, and it is for youth in kindergarten through third grade. So they're going to talk about seeds, soil, animals, all the in-between. It is on Thursday, June 18th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the YMCA Community Building.
Ag Every Day.
Yes. Okay. So same thing. If you want to register, the registration link is on our website and our Facebook page, or you can give us a call at the Montgomery County Extension office.
All right.
And then the last summer day camp that we have an opening for is called Astro Camp Mission Moon Landing. And this one is for anyone in fourth through sixth grade. It is on Wednesday, June 24th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the White Fair Building in Red Oak. So, same thing. If they want to register, call our office or the registration link is online.
What do you do at Astro Day Camp?
We are going to learn about the moon. We're going to create a habitat that the kids are going to live on the moon in. And they're going to...
So, who runs that? Do these ladies run that?
All three of us.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So, we will be there for all three of these day camps.
What do you know about the moon?
Haven't got that far yet.
Still working that out.
Study up.
Yes, so the curriculum comes from Iowa State University, so
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's awesome. So let's talk about, again, we are visiting with Sadie Lindgren, the County Director of Montgomery County ISU Extension, Ella Johnson, and Chloe Bruce with us this morning. Let's talk about the camps that you guys, Ella and Chloe, that you have coming up that we want people to be aware of.
So we have our library programs. We just did a library program earlier this week in Elliott, which was a lot of fun, and called Sprout and Grow. And then we're going to be in Villisca doing our Sprout and Grow program also. So we're excited to be able to go to the libraries and meet some kiddos and teach them about plants and where their food comes from. We're teaching them about where the different parts of the plant, what kind of fruits and veggies they produce. So that's a lot of fun. And then they get to plant their own and take it home. So that's fun.
Do you have like show and tell type stuff, or is it all like, what do you have?
Yes. So we bring some of the veggies and fruits with us so then they can kind of build their own plate and talk about it. And then they'll have a diagram and be able to color it and label it and all that kind of fun stuff.
What ages are we talking about?
It's any school-age kid, and it's at the Villisca Library at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Okay.
On June 17th.
There you go. That's the next one, right? Coming up June 17th. That's not far away.
No.
That's very soon. Okay. And then you have, what else do we have from there, Chloe?
So our Sprout and Splash Wednesdays, some people might be aware because we were at the pool, at the Red Oak Pool last summer on Wednesdays. So we're going to do the same type of thing. These are just kind of pop-up events, kind of like an hour and a half, come-and-go type deals. In the spirit of the pool not opening yet, we will be at the YMCA until it does open. So we did that this week, and then every Wednesday in June we will be at the YMCA as of now doing it.
And hopefully the pool opens soon,
yes.
Right? We'll keep our fingers crossed. So what do you do at a Sprout and Splash? Is it kind of an educational thing or fun or what?
A little bit of both. And so this next Wednesday on June 10th, we are doing ear tag making. And so they're going to learn why our animals use tags for identification and things like that. And then they'll actually get to decorate and take home their own ear tag.
Oh, very cool.
And then the other ones are rain catchers and fruit kebabs. So even with those, they'll get to take something home and make their own and also educate them.
Rain catchers.
Yes.
And fruit kebabs.
Yes. A little bit of everything.
I like it. I mean, how do you pick? How do you decide what you're going to talk about? Do you have like a whole list of items?
Yeah, so we kind of looked through what Iowa State offers us through the extension programs, and we just kind of went off that list, found some things that were interesting, and saw what we could do with it.
Very cool. You look forward to that? Is it fun? Are there spaces available? Do those fill up?
So it's a come-and-go event. So, there's no cost to attend. You just show up. You don't even have to be going to the YMCA pool or the Red Oak community pool to participate. We'll be there for the community.
Okay. What's the rest of your day? You guys, you're off work today.
Yep. Yes.
And yet, here you are. That's so nice. Are you off today as well?
I am not. Okay. I am at the office today. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. That is very cool. So let's talk about this, Chloe, the showmanship clinic.
Yes. So coming up on June 23rd.
What's the one thing before we get to that?
Okay.
You have shown a lot of livestock.
Yes.
What's the number one thing you tell a young showman whenever you're talking to them when they say, what do we do? Because you've shown a lot, had a lot of success. What do you say?
Depends on their experience that they've already had or their background knowledge. But if it's a little kid wanting to show.
Little kid.
Yes. If they're wanting to show, first of all, I always make sure they have an opportunity to do that. We've offered space for animals and such, me and my dad at our house. Other than that, just really the responsibility, the opportunities, and the people you meet, depending on it, you can do as little as just county fair or all year round like I have. So it's a really good experience all around.
Yeah. There was a show. What was the show? It was on like A&E or something about showmanship in Texas, and they were showing swine or something. I don't remember what it was, but it was on. Do you remember that, Chloe?
Yes.
And there was this one dude that was like really flamboyant, and do you remember that? Okay.
I know what show you're talking about with the swine showman. Yes.
So anyway, that's a totally random thought. Tell me about the clinic. I'll get back on track here.
Okay. So on June 23rd, I am the sheep and goat superintendent along with two others, and then the beef superintendents as well. We are going to be putting on a showmanship clinic for beef, sheep, and goats, and that's going to be at our county fair ring here in Montgomery County. This is just to teach the young ones about daily care and then preparation for the show ring, as well as showmanship techniques in the show ring. So just kind of the all arounds of showing, just so our young ones can be prepared before they come to county fair.
So do you sign up for this? Do you register for this? Is there a fee involved? Tell me about that. Is it full?
No, it is not full, and we do not have a limit, and so it is open to other counties as well. Mm-hmm. We ask that you register by June 19th, just so we can have a head count, because we are going to provide a meal as well. And you can register by emailing us or reaching out by phone at the same phone number, 712-623-2592.
Okay. All right.
And this is no cost as well, but we do ask that you RSVP.
But you don't, I mean, you can be a resident from anywhere, Page County, Fremont County, yes. Cass County. Come on over.
Yes.
Okay. Tell me the ages again.
This is just for 4-H age, but anywhere, as well as Clover Kids. So.
Yep. Anybody is welcome to attend.
Okay.
And we encourage parents to come as well. It's not just for the youth.
Okay. Is it available to everyone? I'm talking general speaking here now for fair livestock showing. Is it available for people that may not have the opportunity for livestock, swine? What's available for people that may want to get into it?
Yes, it's available to anyone. Even if you don't have livestock right now, maybe you're interested for the future. Everybody's welcome to attend.
All right. Best part about county fair was what, Ella?
That I'm looking forward to?
No, that you experience in your experience.
The best part about county fair is probably just running around with all your like little friends when you're little and just terrorizing the fair, I guess. Just having fun.
Chloe?
Definitely showing livestock for me.
Yeah. Are you excited about the fair? I mean, you guys will be like super busy.
Yes.
I mean, because you're going here and there. Sadie, I saw when Sadie came in, she said, you guys do this and this and this. She's like, I see how she is. But, I mean, it's a busy, there's a lot of work to get to it, but the week of, it's like hyper busy, right?
Very. Yes, we are always on the fairgrounds. We get there as early as 6 in the morning, and we don't leave until 10, 11 at night. So we are always there, but we love it.
You bet. Sadie Lindgren with me, the county director, Ella Johnson, and Chloe Bruce. What did I leave out in our roundabout way, Sadie? What did I leave out?
The only other thing I'd like to touch on is registration for the Master Conservationist Program is now available. So this is a 7-week class beginning September 3rd and will go through October 15th. It's every Thursday evening at 5 o'clock p.m. We will be meeting in various locations in Montgomery and Page County to talk about local conservation practices and just gaining our knowledge on that. It is open to all adults. Anybody's welcome to register. The registration link is on our website as well as our Facebook page. And it is $50 per person. And that includes all supplies, materials, and a meal.
Master conservationist class.
Yes.
So is there like a certificate when that's over? Like you're a master conservationist or you just learn more about it?
You just learn more about it.
Okay.
Yes. It's targeted towards those individuals who have a deep understanding and passion for conservation.
Okay. All right. What else? You have a whole stack of stuff over there, Sadie said it looks like.
No, yes, we are very busy this time of year.
Oh, gosh, I guess so. Anything else?
No, I think that touches on everything.
Ella, anything else?
I don't think so.
Chloe?
I think that gets it.
Okay, very good. So you guys are off work. What are you going to do the rest of the day? What's your weekend hold, Chloe?
I have a goat show to head to.
Where's that at?
Osceola and Ames.
Okay. Ella, how about you?
I'll just be working on chemistry homework, and then my mom, sister, and I are...
Wow, Ella's really going to have a big weekend.
Yep. Got to get it done before we leave for Minnesota this weekend. I have a cousin's graduation party. So
get it
I'm
done
before.
Oh, yeah, I like the way you think. I like the way you think. All right, Sadie, anything else?
I don't think so. I would just encourage everyone to check out our website and our Facebook page to stay up to date on all of our fun activities.
You bet. It's nice to see you all. Thanks for coming in.
Yes. Thank you.
And again, we do want to say thanks to Precision Diesel for being a sponsor of our conversation this morning.
Alliant Power Diesel additives are here. Yes, Precision Diesel has some of the best.